Treat them fabulous.
Love,
hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC. I'm with my twisted sister, Eileen Powers. Hello, Eileen.
Woo! Hello, DC. I am so excited for you.
You know what? The antics have begun a little bit too early. Antics have begun a little bit too early for me, but that's okay. We're just going to go with the flow. We're going to be fine. We're going to go with the flow. So it's okay. We're here together. We have some callers waiting to connect. And I just feel the energy.
Go ahead, DC. Keep talking.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I thought I lost you, Eileen. Well, you know what? I just have a little prayer that I was guided to read. I found it today. And it's called The Most Powerful Prayer is a Smile. And it's a beautiful little prayer written by Mary O'Malley. And it's a message from Archangel Annata. Do it now. A really big smile. Start your smile at your toes and smile. Smile from your root chakra as you feel gratitude for having your daily needs met. Smile from your belly button as you acknowledge your friends and family and the beautiful creative expression of yourself. Smile from your heart and feel the vibration of joy explode within. Smile from your throat. Sing your joy or laugh out loud. Feel your smile. Let your physical and inner eyes be astonished at the beauty around you. Smile a great big open mouth smile, all your teeth showing. Smile from the top of your head. Experience the universe and your guardian angels smiling back at you. Smile at your perfections and your imperfections. Smile because you woke up this morning. Smile at the trees and the birds and the world around you. Smile at a stranger and wonder if the light from your smile will make them stand taller and feel better. Stop many times throughout your day and just smile. Know that each smile is a prayer, a powerful and dynamic vibration that is felt, appreciated, and returned. Thank you. And Eileen, that was a beautiful little prayer that I found today, and it just made me smile by reading it.
That was really darling, and I feel like smiling today. It's just a beautiful day. It's summer. The season is magnificent. The energy is fabulous. I'm so excited for the 4th of July next week. I have seen so many beautiful red, white, and blue decorations that absolutely make me smile. And it's just really a good feeling is going around right now. And I like to live in that, and I want to stay in that as long as possible. So I look forward to sharing that energy with everybody.
Yes. It's just a beautiful energy, and I hope everybody is connecting with it and really feeling, you know, light and positive and energized and embrace all the beautiful blessings that are around us. And with that being said, I'm smiling so much from ear to ear. Are you ready for me to open up the phone lines, Eileen?
That would be fabulous. I would love to chat
all
with
right.
our guests.
Okay, here we go. We're going to open up the phone lines.
Woohoo!
Hello, 918. It's really great connecting with you. Can I have your name, please?
918?
Yes, hello, 918. This is you. Can we have your name, please?
This is Karen.
Hello, Karen. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Awesome.
You?
Do you have a question for us? Well, we're doing great. We're smiling because you called in, Karen, and we thank you for that.
Oh, I just love that poem that you just read. It just made me smile.
Thank you. It certainly does, right?
Oh, okay.
Right. So do you have a question tonight?
Well, my guardian angel, Ellie, is becoming more powerful right now. He's becoming more ascended. And I just want to know if there's anything I can do to help him.
Did you ask him?
Oh, he says he wants blueberries.
Then start eating blueberries.
Thing.
Then start eating blueberries. You know, when it comes to your angels, if they're presenting themselves to you, they're really the best people to ask. Not a messenger, but ask the angel themselves. If he wants you to bring him blueberries, I would bring him blueberries. So what I have for you today is what your other guides and guardians and angels would like you to know is that right now it is actually, and this goes right along with what I just said, it is time for you to take action. You are very powerful, and you are pretty creative, and your power of creativity is what is going to bring you to success right now. You are actually have that strength of an empress, but you're not carrying yourself that way. You're kind of allowing others to do some of the directing when really you are the person that should be in power. You are brilliant. You have all the ability and, like I said, creativity to do and, to be the leader. And it's most of it's because of your hard work. The things that you've done in the past have really been very successful. You really haven't failed at very much that you've attempted. You're a get-it-done person, and that nature about you and your work ethics is why people look at you towards a leader. So congratulations to you, Karen. You really have done a job well done. But don't contemplate on looking for others to take action. It is your action that is going to be creating everything in your life right now.
Okay.
Some of this is speaking your own truth, which sometimes is difficult for you. But do it in kindness and make sure that you sought out the right information. If you're unsure, better off not to say anything is what I'm hearing. But if you've, if you've kind of gathered your information and you really have that ability and you know it's time, but do it in kindness. Don't be real blunt. Do it in metaphors or something, some kind way of speaking your truth, because that really is what I'm hearing that you need to do right now. Let's see. The other thing is to fix your eyes on the future, onto the horizon, because it really is time for you to move forward.
Okay.
You need to hold your thoughts with optimism and like I said, with hope. You have that power to move mountains. Like I said, you're the empress. You have the ability to get things going. You're the leader. You're the in charge person. And you have the ability to make happy changes, not only for yourself, but for others. And it's actually going to bring a lot of relief to others that have been going through a lot of challenging times. So get out there and move those mountains. Trust in yourself. You are powerful. You are fantastic. You are fabulous. You have every ability to do everything that you can imagine. But like I said, use that power of creativity to imagine it. And one of the last things I have for you is that for you right now, it is time to take a vision quest. Do you know what that is?
Can you repeat that?
A vision quest. It is time for you to take a vision quest.
Oh, I think I know what they're talking about.
All right. In like the Native American Indian, they go on a vision quest.
Right.
Where they take time off to focus on themselves. Now, in our day and age, what we do is many different things. Yes, truly, many people have shamans that they work with, that they may go out on a week-long or even a three-day retreat and go on a vision quest. But here and now, in our day and age, sometimes we're not able to do that. So other ways of taking ourselves on a vision quest is to spend the day with ourselves, doing things such as creating a vision board for yourself, going through the day and set yourself up with, say, music on YouTube or something for a 5-minute meditation. Mm-hmm. Set your intention of asking what it is you want me to see. Show me who will help me reach those goals. Now remember, when you are on a vision quest, the imagination is most important. I promise you, when Native Americans or Native Australians, Aboriginals, go on vision quests, their imagination is part of the tools they use. So when you go into a meditation and you your imagination, don't wake up from that and go, oh, that was just my imagination. Because yes, realize that it's not, oh, it's yes, that was my imagination, and my imagination is powerful. Somehow or another, through the ages, humans have decided that the imagination was not important, but the imagination is absolutely where everything begins. That imagination lives in our heart. It is part of that sacred space of our heart that starts the initiation of every thought, every choice, every desire, every piece of love, every bit of intelligence you have starts somewhere. It starts with a feeling that generates our imagination and our thoughts. So rely on your imagination in those vision quests, and then give us a call back in a week or two, because I'd like you to do that as soon as you can. And come back and tell us. Every time you're done with one of those meditations, though, have a notebook and jot down what it was that you saw, whether you think it was what happens is when you go into those meditations, you actually go to the theta level, the theta vibrational level. So you're vibrating at the theta. And that's when the imagination is allowed to come in and utilize you and give you messages. So try that. And that is the final message I have for you, Karen. I hope that works for you.
It does. Also, I've been doing past life regressions, and I want to do some more of them because I haven't got all my information.
Right.
And I've gotten some that just popped into my head, and I had to avoid saying, "Oh, that's just me, my imagination."
Fantastic. Okay. So the clear message. So what I see here is that the clear message here today is to rely on those thoughts that pop in. Your imagination is part of that vision quest. So there's your answers. Thanks, Karen. And I know
Karen
is ready to give you a reading.
Okay.
Yes, I have a little bit to add. What I'm getting, Karen, for you is the message that I'm getting from your angel is to shine your light. Okay. You're such a blessing. You're so talented. You have so many gifts to share with the world, and this is your time. You're asked to, step into your power and shine that beautiful light upon others, because when you do, you empower them, and you also give them the ability to shine their light. There's nothing to fear. You're protected. You're safe. And, it's just when you get into that state of, not wanting to really, step forward and show the world the real Karen. It's just ego saying, Karen, you can't do this. You've got to stay small. But as you step into your power, you're standing on the path. Archangel Michael is standing next to you, okay? And he's saying, my beloved Karen, I've been with you for how long now? He's been with you for quite a while. You have nothing to fear. And, you know, if you're afraid or anything, just look around you. There's a beautiful blue light that is surrounding you, Karen. Okay? So your beautiful angel wants you to be that beacon of light that you were meant to be. You have beautiful, positive energy, and it all comes from your heart. Okay, Karen? So don't be afraid. Step into your power and shine your light. And that's the message that I got from your angel. I hope that it helped. I'm going to move on because we have quite a few callers, but I thank you again, dear friend, for calling us.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. That was beautiful, Eileen. We do have quite a few callers here, so we want to make sure that we try to, you know, we're going to do it a little bit faster, okay?
All right.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Okay. Try to open the phone lines here. Hello, area code 570. You're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Brenda.
Hello, Brenda. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for being there.
Thank you. Do you have a question
for us?
I don't have a question. I just want to know if either one of you pick on anything good for me.
Oh,
any
messages? Well,
Go ahead, Eileen. You start it off, please.
All right. Fantastic. What I have for you is that the positive message I have for you is believe in yourself. You are a wonderful person, and you are a very helpful person. There's other people out there that want to help you. They, too, believe you are a wonderful person, and they want to be there for you. But you have a tendency to be a little bit out of balance when it comes to your home and work life. And so I think what this help is might be help from those people at work. Sometimes the best and most efficient way to work is to find the right person at the right job rather than trying to always do that job ourselves. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Make sure you hand off the things that you maybe aren't the best at and give them to someone else that can really shine. And it will allow you more opportunity and more time to actually do more, and you will believe more deeply in yourself. Also, believing in yourself is being able to trust others to do what they do well, and don't allow that to intimidate you, because there's a lot of fantastic things that you do yourself. So just know that sometimes this is going to be kind of a challenge to successfully manage that. But I have every confidence you can do it. It's kind of like the spring. Allow the the snow to melt, or the snow to melt away, the green grass to come up, and nurture it and allow it to grow. It doesn't mean you have to just throw everything off your desk the first day. It's about nurturing it. And just start, you know, handing, like I said, let it grow easily and in a relaxed manner. This will actually help you grow a lot of passion in what you do, because you'll actually have more feeling for what you're delegating. You're going to feel for it more in your I'm feeling it in my heart space. That this is going to allow you to feel more for what you're doing, rather than for it to always be in your head and in your monkey mind going, do it, this next. This will free you up to allow that. I'm also hearing that you need to be a little bit more of a dreamer, embrace your true self and your true purpose, and really trust in yourself. This is really a time for you to start a new adventure for yourself. So seek what it is that you want to be. Look for ways to become that, and then move forward. These dreams can really become your realities.
And that's the message I have for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have for me?
Brenda, this is DC. I have a little bit more to offer. My reading is going to go in a little bit different direction. I actually have three people stepping forward. I have a mother,
okay.
I have a sister, and I have a brother. I have three people.
Okay.
And your mom is giving you her blessings. She's saying you sort of like are looking for approval right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's sort of saying she's moving forward like she should be moving forward, okay?
Right.
And your mom is asking that you take some time now and really start focusing only on you, Brenda, okay?
Right, right.
The three of them are, they're sending you their unconditional love, and they're asking that you move forward, and your sister's just, she's like laughing a little bit, and she's saying she's so serious so much of the time. You've got to just lighten up a little bit more, have a little bit more fun, smile,
mm-hmm.
Laugh a little bit. And your brother's saying, he wants to see you celebrate more. Is there a special day coming? Because when I hear like the word celebrate, and like the three of them are sitting there, and they're waiting for a special day. So, is there maybe like a birthday or like some kind
yeah.
of opportunity where you're going to have?
July 31st.
I didn't hear you, Brenda.
July 31st.
Okay. Well, is it a birthday?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Is it a birthday? Yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, so your family, they're sitting there with their party hats on, and they can't wait to connect with you. So, make some room for them at a table, the three of them. Acknowledge them. They're going to be there, okay? And
okay.
Your brother's just saying, everything is okay. Everything is working out for you, okay? And you have Archangel Michael. I don't know if you like Archangel Michael, but he surely loves you. And he's with you too, Brenda. He's been watching over. He's saying, my beloved Brenda, I'm with you. You're safe. Everything is, it's going to be okay. Okay?
Okay.
And he just
yes.
wants you to know everything to be resolved, hon. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So he's with you as well. And, your family's there, and they're just, like, so happy that they really had this opportunity to connect with you. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
they're just blessed that you're here and that you called in. And your mom is saying, my daughter lost touch with a lot of her really close friends.
Mm.
And she's just
yeah.
making sure that you connect with friends a little bit more, okay?
Right.
And she's saying,
right.
you've been a little bit more restless than you usually are, too.
Very.
But she understands everything that you've been through, so she understands that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we have a woman coming in. Let me see. I'm thinking the word aunt. Okay, and
okay.
she's just like, she loves you. And she's showing me this light that shines over you. And your mom is saying Brenda sort of has like a lot in common with her aunt. You have a lot of her qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a lot of beautiful talents and abilities that, honey, you haven't even connected with, okay?
Right.
So your family, they want you to really, work on just things that you love, and, it's not selfish to really, to want to do things for yourself. And your mom is getting closer. She's, like, standing right next to you, and she's
mm-hmm.
saying she knows when I'm near. She feels it. Do you feel it? She's saying, she knows exactly. When I'm here at night, I smelt a certain perfume, and I don't think I've ever smelt it before, so I don't know what it is, but I did smell
mm-hmm.
like a beautiful perfume that I don't know the name of. Okay.
Mhm.
So just know
probably
that your family, they're okay. Well, it was really nice, and it was something that I'm not normally smelling. And she was just standing next to you, and she wants you to just really know that, they're with you, and you've been missing them, and she's saying, but we're right here, Brenda.
Okay.
So they're always with you. So they're only a thought away, hon, okay? And
well, thank
your
you
mom's
very
saying
much.
We have one more thing. Okay, she's saying to you, what is she saying here? Okay, she wants you to stand your ground. Is there a situation going on? Because she's, like, stamping her feet. So to me it means, like, stand your ground, Brenda, okay? You've got to decide
mm-hmm.
what you want, okay? And they're
mm-hmm.
standing behind you, okay? And all the wisdom that they had, they're, they're helping you and they're offering you their wisdom, okay? And they're saying, too, like, start letting go of, you know, those limiting beliefs sort of like that you have about yourself. And Brenda, you yourself have beautiful divine power, and you've got to recognize that, okay? Because sometimes your mom is saying she sees herself as like a weak woman. She's not weak. She's a very, very strong woman. And she wants you to take a little time. You need to take a break and just do something fun. And she's saying big changes are coming your way, hon.
Okay.
And she wants you to get out there and really show the world the real Brenda, okay? And they're just sending their love. They're so happy that you called in. And they were, you know, they're just so happy that, you know, that you're here. And they're just, you know, they're sending you kisses and love. And they're saying thank you for calling in, Brenda. But
well,
you have a lot of amazing, a lot of amazing things coming your way. And start connecting with your beautiful, like I said, your beautiful divine power. I don't know if you get outside, but get in touch with Mother Earth. Spend some time grounding out, like outside with her beautiful energy. And that's healing. I feel like you need some healing, and Mother Earth is going to be able to do it to you, okay?
Okay.
And as you're walking and you're just, like, listening to all the signs, all the things that you're hearing, there's little signs in nature, you're going to get the guidance that you're needing, and I feel like, a beautiful healing is going to take place. And your mom's saying, get out there and hug a tree, okay? So
Thank you.
Hug a tree. You're going to get the clarity that you're needing about the situation that's on your mind, and she's saying that, you know, just, you know, say thank you and just be ready for, like, a new chapter of your life to begin, she's saying. She's showing me a book and there's nothing in it because it's a new chapter, Brenda, and it's up to you what you want to have in that, you know, that new chapter of your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and please call us back and let us know how everything is going, okay?
Thank you, DC. God bless you. And God bless you, Eileen.
You too. Bye, Brenda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
Angel
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, Eileen, we still have some callers here.
Oh,
we're
going
to move to the next. Oh, thank you. Yours was as well. Okay, so we have, let's see here.
Actually, after you did yours,
I think we're connected.
Mine became more clear to me.
Awesome. Area code 732. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name? 732?
Yes, Rose.
Okay, can you repeat that?
Rose, R-O-S.
Hello?
Yes, can
you
hear
me? Hi, Rose.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose. Do you have a question?
Yes. I'd just like, what do you guys see for me for the next few months until the end of the year?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
I'm sorry?
Let me see what I've got for you.
First thing I have
for you is that really for you, it is time to really embrace who you want to be. And you know how people will say that if you're living your true purpose and that's what you're doing every day and it's supporting you, you are living your purpose because that's where you're going to be the most happy.
Okay.
And that's the adventure you need to search for yourself. And trust yourself that you have the ability to make money doing your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, ask yourself what makes you happiest, whether it be helping others, whether it be walking dogs, flying airplanes, being a cook in a kitchen, being a waitress, making people happy, being a restaurant owner, greeting customers and hosting them. We each have a purpose that just brings us to a place where you just feel really good about what you're doing. And so that's what I'm hearing is it's really time for you to find that for yourself and embrace it. And be that. Look at it as a new adventure. Because that's what it is for you, is an adventure to find that. Know that you really have the ability to believe in this. Be courageous and stand up for yourself. Don't back down when it's something that you believe in. If you have to be a little assertive. So when you find what it is that you want to do, and people are, oh, pshaw, you can't do that. You'll never be able to support yourself. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, you just tell them, but this is what's going to make me happy. And somehow or another, it will work out that it will support me. And know that you can. I also see, you know, as you start really being more your authentic self, I see this coming along for you, and it might not be today or tomorrow, but here in the near future, I really do see some romance coming into your life. I see that you actually will kind of fall in love suddenly and feel like you're being swept off your feet. So know that that's in the future for you here real soon. But you need to stay grounded. It may become a very emotional experience if you don't stay grounded. So, you know, after a date or something, you need to go home and really breathe and go, okay, is that just me feeling butterflies? Or, you know, let's put my feet solid on the ground here and really look at what's going on so that you don't let your emotions get away from you too quickly. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that works for you.
Yes.
Fantastic. DC, what do you have for Rose?
Well, Rose, this is DC. What I'm getting, you were asking about, like, you know, about till the end of the year and things, the next couple months or whatever. I'm getting it right now, presently, as we're connecting. You've really got to start connecting more with your family and your friends. Try to do something with them that's fun. And this, like, it helps to show them that you enjoy their company and you really care about being with them. Okay? Try something new, and you're going to experience a beautiful new closeness amongst you. Okay? Enjoy each other's company and just, you know, try to hang out. Because this is the year, 2018, that you're going to be able to enjoy relationships more than you have in the past with your family. And it's going to be so easy to just get along and be comfortable and, you know, hang out with each other. And you do have the opportunity now to really get closer to the people that you love the most. So don't miss out on this opportunity because it may never be this easy again. I mean, it's going to be really, really exciting. And I'm also getting that, you know, you've got to watch in regard to your health, okay? Are there behaviors that, you know, that you have that you should think about? Are you, you know, are you stressed or something? Are you self-medicating? Okay, you've got to watch out, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got to watch out that you're not covering up what the true problem is, Rose. Okay? Mm-hmm. You really have to be able to deal with your problems. And, you know, and I think one of the issues that we have is that you put other people's needs before your own, okay? You've got to learn to have a little bit more balance, okay? And you've got to take yourself out of the mix of other people's problems, you know, even if it's just a little bit. First and foremost, you've got to take care of Rose. You've got to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. This is going to help ensure that you have good health. Okay, and then you're going to be able to have the energy to help others, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Financially, everything looks good, okay? I'm getting, like, the angels are showing me, like, they're stuffing money in your pockets, and that's a good thing. But they're saying, you know, Rose, put a little bit of that extra money aside just in case you need it in the future, okay? If you've been waiting to hear, you know, something good about, like, money and finances, you know, it's close. Things are getting really good for you. Enjoy this beautiful time of prosperity. But again, the angels are saying, you know, don't forget about your future. It's very important that you really, like, plan for your future, okay? And I'm sort of getting that you want to bring in some extra money this year, okay? And I'm seeing you've got to really think about it. Otherwise, I'm seeing you're going to have some really serious money issues, okay? So to start it off, you know, if you're standing in a line somewhere, like ordering a coffee or something, and a person, you know, in front of you, you know, is ordering a coffee, you know, pay it forward. Pay for their coffee. That's making like a small little, you know, donation and telling the universe, you know what, I'd like that prosperity to flow back to me. So if you give, you're going to see that you're more likely to receive, okay? And also, don't be afraid to ask, you know, other people for help. Okay, Rose?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like prosperity is going to be yours. I don't know if you're, you know, wanting to change a job or anything, but I'm getting this is a good time to think about, you know, the job that you have. And if you're really not loving it, it's a time to, you know, to think about, like, changing positions or even maybe starting your own business, okay? This is going to be a great time for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting,
because I got,
presently,
I got
like,
an offer over,
are there people
overseas?
Bring you?
I'm sorry?
Okay, I didn't hear that last question. Go ahead. Could you repeat
no,
the question?
I said I got an offer overseas, so that's why maybe that's the one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I'm getting where you are now. Like, it's not good. The work atmosphere is not good, you know? And that's what the angels are showing me. There's things that are, you know, going on presently, you know, and they're not for your betterment. So the angels are saying something, you know, good is coming, and you're saying you had received an offer from overseas, Rose?
Yes.
In regard to your work? And
I'm sorry?
The angels are, okay, you're saying that you received an offer for overseas, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm getting, right now as you and I and Eileen are connecting, your emotions and your fears are blocking your finances, okay? And a lot of this is caused because you're tired, you're emotionally drained. What I want you to do is you've got to go, you know, for a walk, leave your problems inside, connect with nature, clear your mind. Your money problems, they're going to change when you let go of that emotional attachment that you have. Okay? You sort of have, like, you know, a negative attachment to money. And money is just, you know, it's just energy. It's another word for love. So you've got to slow down when you get, like, into that mindset about money. Slow down, thinking about something, you know, peaceful, and then you're going to be able to move forward, okay? You've got to solve, you know, the emotional problem that you have with money, or it's just going to follow you overseas, okay? So money is just another word for energy, hon, okay? It's another word for love. Okay?
Okay.
So please do a little work on yourself and make a little time for you, Rose, okay? And then you're
going
to be able to approach that job with the passion and confidence needed to really move ahead. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helped.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
Thank you. Light and love, Rose. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Eileen, we have a couple more callers, and we have 22 minutes and 22 seconds. Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
Area code 204, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC and Eileen, it's Rose. This is the second Rose.
Nice.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine now that I've reached you.
Well, we're just
coming up, Rose. You actually jumped in front of the line. Spirit put you on the front of the line. I mean, you were down like a little bit further, but Spirit just clicked on Rose, Eileen, so it must be important.
Oh, that's neat. And, thank you.
Well, sometimes it's the antics of the studio. It's when you push clicking on the button. Sometimes they jump around and you end up not pushing on the one you were expecting to. So what is it that you need to ask us today?
Well, I've had my mom live with me for 4 years. She was 102, and she transitioned a month ago, and she was a sweet, lovely lady. I guess mostly I'm having a little difficulty getting out of the sedentary life that I've lived for the last few years, and I've always been quite busy. Since I've retired, I've pretty much, you know, been looking after Mom, and now I'm trying to get a life again. I'm having just a little difficulty.
Well, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. That's enough information for me to get this going. Because what I have to tell you is I do have a feeling that the keyboard jumped around and DC did choose you for a huge reason. I work out of, I pull tarot cards, and I work out of a 78-card deck, and it is a rarity that I get three major arcana cards. Now, the major arcana, you know, people like to know a little bit about tarot. The major arcana cards
are about our lives, our destinies, our big things, our purpose. And the other cards, there's only 22 of those in the whole deck. And the other cards, the other 56 odd cards, are, you know, how we treat people, how our relationships are, and things like that. So I have pulled three major arcana cards for you out of the three cards I pulled. And as well as some supporting cards to go with those. So I'm going to go through them as quickly as I can because I know we are short on time. So the first thing is you need to get yourself into balance. You take everybody, you've been, you know, back and forth with everybody, and that's fine to take everybody's information into consideration and merge some of those points of view. But the bottom line is that the solution is yours. And you are the pendulum in the middle, or not the pendulum, but the pendulum of that balance. You are the stick that stands in the middle, the focal point for that teeter-totter to balance on. So know that you are the bottom line, the one to create the solutions. Take your time. There really is no rush in making some of those decisions. But know that they really are all of yours. And you need to look and review your details very, very carefully. You will win in the end, but be fair and objective. Now, this is about justice. So I don't know if there's some major paperwork that needs to go on with all this closing out. But this is what I'm given for you. I also know that you have the divine knowledge. And this has to do with the High Priestess Dana. She is the chieftain, what they used to refer to as the chieftain, because that's what they refer to him as in Ireland for many of the heads, is Dana. She is the highest priestess of the Tuatha De Danann, and which is a very powerful Celtic mythology. And you have the divine knowledge that can really help others. And part of this is working through spiritual teaching. So I don't know if you do any type of spiritual work or not, but that may be something that you want to seek out. Now, to find some of these answers with all of this going on, you need to get outside and get in nature. So one of the things to get yourself going is to plan a daily walk at a certain time every day. Get yourself back on a regular schedule. Like you said, you were very busy. I know busy people because I am one. You have to kind of be on a schedule. So, you know, it doesn't have to be set in stone, but you definitely, or pencil, or excuse me, in pen, but you definitely need to pencil yourself a schedule and stick as close to it as possible. But one of those things is getting outside. Schedule yourself for a large hike once a week. And now this doesn't have to be a strenuous hike. This could be a mile-long hike or a two-mile hike at a reserve somewhere. Maybe in, you know, the watershed area where it's flat. The hiking isn't very, very strenuous. I don't know physically what condition you're in. But hiking can be done by anyone that can walk or anyone that's in a wheelchair and has someone to push them. So get out and do that. Make it at least one big hike a week, but make sure that there is a daily walk. But your delays are over right now. You are, by calling in and asking about just this subject of how to get things going, I am being told that your delays are over. The wheels are turning. They're turning in your favor. And any unexpected delays are no longer warranted. Things are suddenly and unexpectedly going to move forward, and it is going to be towards a bit of good luck. So know that it is time for you to get out, either travel, you know, get yourself a new vehicle to go new and adventurous places in, because the last thing I have for you is the goddess Kali, who is coming in and telling us that endings and beginnings, the old must be released so that the new can enter your life. And that is the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it did. And thank you so much, Eileen.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Rose.
Yes.
DC, what's up for Rose?
And Rose, this is DC.
Hi, DC.
This is DC. I do have a little bit, I have a little bit more to add before we let you go, okay? Have you been noticing
great.
While you're outside, have you been noticing, like, things that you never noticed before? Because I'm seeing, like, there's beautiful butterflies, and maybe you find, like, pennies or something. Your mom is, you know, really there, and she's trying to let you know that, say, you know what, Rose, I'm still here with you, okay? She's still with you. And she wants you to know that you're sort of, like, right now you're stuck in a rut because, like you said, you're so used to, you know, doing the old. And she wants you to, you know, to forget about that. This is a new chapter of your life. She wants you to do something new. She wants you to do something different. Maybe it's time to just get out and give yourself a spa day or something. Whatever it is you're guided to do, she's saying get out of that rut, Rose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like she's saying, like, your nerves are, like, almost frazzled. You've got to get out. You've got to do something nice for you. And she's saying, I'm going to be there with you. You don't even have to do it alone. Okay? So please, you know, think about you now. And she's saying, allow others to give to you. You've done so much for her. And you do so much for, you know, for so many people. But it's time to do for yourself, Rose, okay? It's time to let go of the old, you know, that old story that, you know, that you've been telling now. And let the new, you know, story, you know, come in. And let it have a lot of happiness in it, a lot of excitement. And she's saying, you know, please, she's saying, you worried so much, okay? Please stop worrying. She's saying, now it's time to think about Rose and be that beautiful person that you're supposed to be, okay? Don't let anyone around you influence you. She's saying, you have everything that you need within you, and she wants you to do what you were, you know, what you're called to do here, Rose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's sort of singing, like, there's a song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. She's singing that song. And she's saying, if I knew, you know, what I know now, I wouldn't have worried like I did. Please don't worry. Let go of the worry. And she's saying, and just, you know, focus on being happy, Rose, okay? And she's saying that you really need to love yourself more, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying,
that's
start
great.
Now, Rose, please. Don't take another day. Love yourself more. Do something nice just for you. And I don't know. She's saying, you know, have you ever thought of, like, do you go for massages or have you wanted to go for a massage?
Actually, I have a very generous daughter that has a pass for me, so I probably will be doing that very soon.
Okay, well, she's saying, then please, you know, go for that massage. And she's just saying you need to relax and you need to release everything that you've been holding on to. It's sort of like bottled up within you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's
I'm
saying take time and do it. Yes, do it right now, she's saying. This is a beautiful new chapter of your life. She's saying please let go of the past. Enjoy the now. And she's saying don't even worry about your future. There's nothing to worry about. Rose, so please listen to your mom. She's, you know, she's very, very smart, okay? And she's saying she worries so much about the things that she can't change, okay? And she's saying, you know, you don't get enough support from others. And she's saying now is the time that you please focus on you, okay?
That's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter that gives me wonderful support. And as a matter of fact, I just got back from a walk along the river. So,
well, that's really beautiful.
I'm getting
Did your mom like sunflowers, or do you like sunflowers? I'm seeing sunflowers all around you. Is it your mom or yourself that likes sunflowers?
I used to take her to the park, and we'd feed the squirrels, and we'd have sunflower seeds for them.
Okay, so that's just a validation that she's with you. Rose.
Oh,
well, thank you
great.
So much for calling in. Hope that I'm saying goodbye to you, and we're taking the next caller. Your mom is standing right next to you, so she's really excited to connect with you, Rose.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you and Eileen. It's been wonderful listening to both of you. They've been helpful.
Thank you. Angel blessings, Rose.
Thank you.
Take care
Bye-bye.
Now.
I will.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple more callers here. Let me see. I'm going to try to take this caller right here.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 205. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hey, this is Jason.
Hi, area code 205.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yep. Good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Question. So I know that I'm connected, and all day today, and probably the last 2 weeks, I've been getting this message of take a leap, and I feel like I've done that. I feel like I've put myself out there, but the message keeps coming in. So I'm wondering what exactly is it that I'm not doing that I'm supposed to be doing?
All right. Well, I think it's something big. Let me do one more. All right. What I have is that you need to kind of let go of some belief systems that are really no longer working for you. These could be, you know, ways you were raised in maybe, you know, man-made religions or something like that. And they're maybe intermingling with some of your belief systems, but they're not really mixing very well. And then just seek out what really is important and utilize that as a life-changing event. And that event's actually going to lead you to some new opportunities that then will be able to put you out there and give you those life experiences that you really are kind of seeking, those changes in your life that you really want to move towards. Part of this is maybe, I want to pull one more. For you, I also get an ending and a beginning. What you really need to do, I don't know, have you created a sacred space for yourself?
No, not really. I haven't.
What you need to do is create yourself an altar somewhere. I see that, you know, some of those old beliefs really are, this is huge, Lee. Thank you for calling. Let me share this as quick as I can because I think you'll get it pretty quickly. Right now, it is time for you to let go of those things that you grew up with and that you were believing in. And really start believing in the things that you know now with who you are. This is the time for you for new endings or for to end those old thoughts and begin anew and start fresh. You must release those old things so that you can enter in anew. You are really ready to change the ways you are looking at all situations in your life. So embrace your own uniqueness. There has been really a temporary pause in action, and it is frustrating you. But in order for things to go into motion, you need to set them into motion. Without that first push, it really isn't happening. And what I'm hearing is you need to set yourself up with some sacred space. Whether it be, I'm actually seeing a space outside. In nature, maybe a little under a tree, maybe a little fairy garden or a gnome garden or something like that. An altar doesn't necessarily have to be in the house. If your thing is working with crystals and stuff, you may want to set up a fairy garden and add some rocks and crystals to it. That's a beautiful altar. And so set yourself up with whatever feels best for you. Because it is really now your time to connect with that energy of the divine. Don't let it slip you by. Don't be distracted. Don't be failing because these are magical opportunities coming your way right now. You do want to find like-minded people so that you can talk to them and find out some, you know, maybe some added things because some of not being able to do that makes you feel disconnected. But you are definitely... you have the energy of that high priest in you. You have the divine knowledge. You have the ability to help others through your spiritual teachings. Be who you really are, and that's the message I have for you. I that resonates with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you know, this is DC, and I agree. This is a time to let go. You know, to let go of what no longer serves you. Let go of the past. you know, there's going to be endings, but the endings are making way for new opportunities. And I'm getting that you're having like an awakening, and your intuition should be a lot, you know, it should be a lot stronger right now. This is the beginning of prosperity, and you're going to see doors of opportunity that begin to open. And any kind of like old that was around you that, you know, like you couldn't get rid of, you couldn't shake it off, it's just like fading away. And you're seeing that blessings are coming your way, and you're going to move forward really, really quickly. Okay, so just go with the flow of everything. And don't let anything, you know, scare you or anything, because it's only illusion. And you're going to see how easily you move forward. Any challenges that once scared you, you're going to face them. You're going to go forward, and you're going to have the wisdom that's needed to conquer anything in your way. So this is a beautiful time for you. It's a really lucky time for you. There's going to be many opportunities around you. And I don't know, I'm hearing too, like, I don't know if you've been worrying about your weight, but this is a time of weight loss as well. Okay, so this is it's just a magnificent time for you. Just go with the flow. And when you said take that leap, I'm getting take that leap of faith. Okay, take the leap of faith, let go of the past, step into the beautiful, you know, new life that you were meant to live on. Okay, and that's what we have for you. I hope that made a little sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Angel blessings, hon. Take care now.
Yes.
Beautiful. And Eileen, we only have a few minutes left. I'm going to try to get this caller. Area code 716. You're live with Angel Antics. 716.
Hi, guys. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, DC.
Hi, honey. Really, really, really fast. You have a question. We only have a few minutes left, Tracy.
Okay. All day today because I was outside. And I was sitting on my swing, and I saw, like, a yellow glow around me, and then, like, three or four white butterflies were flying around me.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, that's just in itself. That's loved ones coming around you and just seeking you out. And what I'm hearing is that you also need to reach out for the comfort and love from others. You will grow stronger from reaching out to them and sharing your time in those situations rather than finding your time feeling sad or being alone. Sadness needs to be healed, and it's not that I'm hearing that you have a lot of it. This is more about sharing the comfort and love of others and sharing your own love with them. Really positive changes are on their way for you, and it's kind of has been a welcome relief, and that is part of that yellow light coming to you. That is really a lot of positive energy coming your way for to relieve some of the things that haven't been happening quite as you would like them to. But you really have what it takes. So believe in yourself, thinking of yourself as powerful when things are getting tough. Think of yourself as powerful, and that will give you more strength to be there. Have that confidence, because that's what's going to be getting you what you want. And that's what I have for you. See, what do you have for her?
Okay, Eileen, we only have 60 seconds. I'm just getting, you know, express your feelings, and being outside is where you need it to be. And just listen to music and start connecting with your joy. And I feel like, you know, Archangel Uriel was with you. And his beautiful, you know, yellow aura to really get you to connect, you know, and be that beacon of light you're supposed to be. And that's what I have for you, Tracy. Light and love, angel blessings, and connect with your joy.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
You
too. Angel blessings.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care. Angel blessings. Another beautiful show, Eileen. Really, really awesome.
I felt like I had a stare in the middle, but, you know, I felt like the last few really came out clear. Sometimes we all have doubt ourselves, and occasionally I do, and then when the readings just go so well, and all of a sudden DC and I's cards start coming up similar, or the same things fall out of our mouths or similar things. I know that that's really true spirit coming true, because they want to make that message really profound, and so they'll give the same message to both. So it's like a shared message. I also get the extra energy from sharing the message with you. It actually vibrates stronger in me when we do that. And I love you for that. That's why
we're definitely. When we share energy,
we're kind of meeting together that way.
You know, we want to wish all our callers a very happy 4th of July.
Yes.
A beautiful 4th of July. And we look forward, of course, to connecting hopefully again next week. And everybody be safe and enjoy the holiday with your family and friends. And please never take a relationship for granted. The angels are asking that, you know, like really, you know, connect with those people that you love so much and let them know how much you love them. And with that being said, I want to tell you, Eileen, I love you, Eileen.
I love you, DC. I love you, all our new listeners. And I am so honored that you come and join us each week and share in your friendship, your love, and your families with us. Happy 4th of July. I love you. Good night, DC. Good night,
July.
Everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.